Welcome to Steel for Success by Worthington Industries. I'm your host, Eve Baumgartner. On today's episode, I will be talking with Paul Pfeiffer, a technical services manager at Worthington Industries, about a case study he conducted regarding surface imperfections on steel. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Just before we get into the case study, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about your Worthington journey, where you started, and how you got to the position you're at today.
Sure. So I joined Worthington about 8 years ago as a technical service manager. Primarily work for the West region, so I cover a little bit of Western Michigan, a little bit of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, down to Texas and back up. So I've got lots of different customers. It gives me, you know, lots of variety, lots of travel. I get to see lots of new faces and help customers solve problems.
That sounds awesome. You did say you cover most amount of region in the U.S., right?
Correct. Out of the tech services managers, I cover the most geographic region and the largest number of customers. With it being the West region, most of them are spread out, so some of them are 2 hours apart from each other.
Getting into the case study a little bit more, improving service imperfections, what was the problem that you saw or that the customer alerted you to with the steel and surface imperfections?
Yeah, so the customer contacted me. They were doing a deep draw application for a lawnmower deck. They called and said, you know, hey, we're getting these ripples that we can feel on the surface, and that's not going to be good for our customer. Is there anything we can do about that? From there, I took a look at the background as to what they've been buying, how they've been buying it, asked for some samples, got some samples to test in our lab. So one of the nice things about Worthington is we've got a full lab where we're able to do mechanical properties testing, chemical testing, and all kinds of fun things to help figure out these types of problems for customers. So in this particular instance, they were deep drawing a low carbon steel. The ripples indicative of a defect known as Luter's lines or discontinuous yielding.
So what exactly are Luter's lines, just at a high level?
So high level, basically what it is on a small scale, you've got material that is stretching past its plastic limit, so it's yielding. The material immediately adjacent to it is not yielding, so that ends up leaving little ripples that you can feel on the surface. You'll see this from time to time in tensile tests on low carbon steels. You can actually see the phenomenon form on the tensile bar as the test is pulling. Once you get past a certain limit and form the material, those will go away. But in certain deep draw applications where you're not stretching all of the material evenly, you'll get these ripples in certain areas which are cosmetically objectionable for most people.
Got it. And so how did you go about solving this problem?
So first off, we decided to test some samples to see if that was, in fact, the actual defect that was happening. Sometimes you'll get defects that'll look like one thing, but it'll actually be something else. So we pulled tensiles on it, and what you can see in the tensile curves is yield point elongation. So you'll get a small spike at the yield point, and then it drops down, and you'll see kind of a sawtooth pattern before the material starts to plastically flow again. When you see that, you kind of know what's going on. So there's a few different ways to get around that from a manufacturing method. So one way is to roll the material. So you can do a slight cold reduction, often called a temper pass, to work the material past that limit and work through that yield point elongation. Another method that you can do to resolve that is to alter the alloy. So there's alloying elements that you can change the quantities of them to help pin the dislocations. You can pin the dislocation so that the material doesn't display that yield point elongation, that it all flows evenly.
Got it. Okay, so which method did you end up using to help the customer in this case study?
We did kind of a combination of both. So we updated our temper rolling practices when we pickled. Worthington's pickle lines typically have either tension levelers or temper roll. We updated that to ensure that we're temper passing the material enough to get past that, as well as a slight alloy modification to help prevent that from happening as well. So we did both of those. We also implemented mechanical testing and reporting of yield point elongation so that the customer felt assured that the material was adequate for what they were doing.
Well, it sounds like you took a ton of measures just to make sure that the customer knew that you guys were on it and making sure that they felt comfortable in the product that you produced afterwards. Thank you so much for talking a little bit about this case study and coming in and chatting with me.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, no problem. If you're interested in learning more about this case study or any others that Worthington Industries has conducted, make sure to subscribe to Steel for Success or visit the resource library under the Expertise tab at steel.worthingtonindustries.com. Thank you for listening and join us next time on Steel for Success.